You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, let's get into it. It's time for our Grow Model. Synchronize our watches first. My time says it's 9 minutes after one, which means it's time for us to swiftly move into things that are going to grow our minds, our bodies, and our spirits. And that's not yoga I'm referring to either. It's our Grow Model. Joining me now on the line is our elder, Dennis Chisinga, who's joining us to teach us more about free will. Is free will a blessing or a burden? Choice is empowering, or is it, until it's paralyzing? We live in an age of options, or at least we'd love to dupe ourselves into believing that. Endless scrolling, infinite identities, constant indecision, you know, the list goes on. Free will once felt like freedom once upon a time, but now it often feels like anxiety in disguise. Could it be that too many choices are actually robbing us of peace, purpose, and clarity? That's what we're talking about today. Elder Dennis Chisinga, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Oh, thank you so much, and good afternoon to you too.
Let's talk about this obsession we have with free will, my elder. Has our obsession with freedom made us prisoners of indecision?
I'll begin with a famous research, which was done by a psychologist by the name of Barry Schwarz, where he introduces the concept of paradox of choice. So in his research, actually, he found that when people are given too many options, they tend to have these three challenges. Number one, a delay in decisions. Number two, they feel more regret after choosing. And number three, they become less satisfied with their choices. So in simpler terms, more freedom doesn't always mean more happiness. It can mean also, again, more stress. More like when you have so many clothes, like a person wants to buy one shirt, and they have so many colors, they have to come up with one.
Right.
There's that stress to make that decision.
Right.
But now when we come in the biblical view, in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 23, we also give a scenario where Paul says, I have the right to do everything,
right,
but not everything is beneficial.
Mm.
So freedom without wisdom actually becomes a trap.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So from the question which we have, our obsession with freedom, yes, it can make us prisoners, not because choice is bad, but because without values and clarity, too much
right.
freedom becomes chaos. But the solution to this, again, is anchored in our decisions.
Right.
We need to have decisions which carry purpose and not decisions out of pressure.
Right, right, right. So there are many people out there who decide right after a traumatic experience and take long-lasting decisions. Some take permanent decisions on temporal situations. And that makes any reasonable and sane person wonder, how many of our choices are just reactions to social pressure or personal insecurities even?
The reality to that question is that many of our choices actually are not free as we think.
Absolutely.
Because, because mostly people choose careers, some not because of a calling, but because of its reputation that career has.
Mm.
And sometimes people go on a date or they date certain people, they dress in a certain way. And even to the very extent of worshiping in a certain church or in a certain place to just fit into the mood, not because they were convicted, but because they fear being different.
Mm.
Now, there's an interesting survey which was done by a community called PAL. So this was done in 2022, where they discovered that actually over 60% of young adults, they reported making major life decisions based on external validation and not internal values. And this we can also see from the Bible, where we find King Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 15, where he feared people more than he feared God.
Mm.
And in turn, he disobeyed God in order to maintain approval. And that was insecurity in leadership. So the takeaway is that many of our choices are echoes of social or shadows of fear. But true freedom is that which we begins rather when we make decision from a place of identity. And okay. This identity in our Christian community is identity right. In Christ and not in security.
Right, sure. Right. Can too much freedom actually lead to self-destruction?
Indeed. It's interesting on how when we talk about freedom, where people view it as I can do all things and whatsoever I want. Now, from the scientific insight, studies in developmental psychology actually show that too much freedom without a structure, especially when it comes to children, it leads to poor emotional regulation. And also it can lead to addiction and even depression. And what's so interesting is the modern parallel which we have today, where in our digital age, there's been given to us limitless freedom. Because today, even just disciplining your child, there are certain limitations which you must have because they will take you to the courts of law that you're violating their freedom. Mm. So in the digital age as we have today, where we have limitless freedom, we okay. find still there's anxiety, there's addiction, and even loneliness are high today. Right. And this is not coincidental.
Right.
But when
right.
we come to the biblical view in Proverbs 29, verse 18, where we are told that where there's no vision, the people perish. So vision acts as a boundary that protects us from turning freedom into something toxic. Mm. So from the question, can too much freedom lead to self-destruction? Yes, it can if that freedom has no boundaries. So when freedom has no boundaries, it becomes a weapon and it limits us to becoming just slaves. And thus, we ruin ourselves.
Yeah. That's good that you're talking about boundaries, because it is guidance and direction and leadership that creates those boundaries. But then mm-hmm. again, it seems as though we seem to have elevated freedom above the idea of direction, which brings me to my question. Are we overestimating the power of choice and underestimating the need for direction?
I think that's the greatest challenge which we have today, where we are overestimating the power of choice to overshadow the need for direction.
Right.
When we come to our society, there's this cultural myth which we have in today's modern society.
Right.
That follow your heart and everything will work out. But actually, the human heart is confused. And it's wounded in most cases. And sometimes it's misled. And that's why the Bible in Jeremiah 17 verse 9 talks about the heart is deceitful above all things. So from the neuroscience perspective, we now know that humans actually rely so much on mental shortcuts and emotions to make certain decisions. And we, from that very point, we can clearly say that in most cases, we are not rational as we think we are. So the takeaway is that free will needs guidance, just like a car needs a GPS. So that's why in the Bible we find we are being encouraged to be relying on the Holy Spirit to seek godly counsel. And this will help us to avoid the dead end. So without direction, choice can become actually meaningless.
And then are we perhaps mistaken here? Could surrendering some choices to God be the real path to peace?
I'll first begin by maybe clarifying what surrender is, because sometimes we have a misconception of what surrender is. Well, surrender doesn't mean losing power. It actually means trusting higher wisdom. And peace is not just the absence of conflict, but actually is the presence of alignment. I want us to think of the GPS. You don't argue with it at every turn to say, no, this and that. You trust it knows the way better than you. So likewise, surrendering to God does not rob us of choice. It redeems that choice to give it to somebody who can make a better decision than you can. Not that you are not choosing. I can give, for example, in Gethsemane, when Jesus was there, when he prayed in Luke 22, verse 24, that not my will, but your will be done. And in that case, we see Jesus surrenders. And in his surrender, he found strength and peace, even in suffering. And the practical example I can give is when we are faced with two good job offers. These good job offers, a person is in an indecisive kind of situation, but at the end they need to decide, because if they delay, they'll lose it all. So a person who trusts in God will surrender to God's will. And how will he do that? He will seek God's will through prayer. Then he will find a peace of mind where he needs to think, what does the Lord desire me to do? And then he will see, what is it among these two jobs which align with my life purpose, not just the salary or prestige. So that's freedom, submission. So the takeaway is that the greatest freedom which we have is knowing that you do not have to figure out everything alone, but that you can seek for people who have more experience. You can seek even to God, who knows better, his wisdom. So true peace comes not from control, but from confidence in God's direction, because he knows better.
Right.
Sure.
Right. All right. Got it. Loud and clear. It's getting very interesting. Yeah, I really would love to have this one for more than just 15 to 20 minutes. But thank you very much, my elder. Really appreciate your time and your insights. Let's do this again tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, brother.
Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.